There's no let up on pressure on President Jacob Zuma or the latest organizations calling for him to step down, being trade union solidarity. The trade union called on cabinet for the appointment of an acting president pending the finalization of the report by the commission of inquiry as directed by the public protector in a report on state capture. The trade union filed a petition at parliament and delivered letters to the cabinet and the office of the speaker setting out the grounds for the request. We speak to Solidarity's Dirk Kutse. Dirk, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
While the call for an acting president to take over from President Zuma, why have you made this call? What is the reason behind that?
Well, I think we sit in a dilemma at this stage in South Africa with the president, and we must try to get something to get out of this dilemma. Now, we've used the analog of the labor law environment. In the labor law environment, there's a provision that if someone is investigated for some reason, then you can suspend such a person and then appoint someone to act in that specific position pending this the investigation. And the reason for that, of course, is to make sure that that specific person, especially if that person is in a position of authority, is not intervening in that specific investigation, is not intimidating people, and the investigation then can continue. So it's all about the integrity of the specific investigation. So we tried to find out whether one can do that in the case of a president as well, and because there's quite clear precedent in the labor environment. But the South African Constitution does not provide for the suspension of a president, but it does provide for an acting president. And we then seek legal advice on that. We ask senior counsel on that possibility. And it was quite clear then that one can appoint an acting president pending this specific investigation. And the argument will then be that in the current circumstances, the president can't continue with his duty. So you don't remove him. It's not a motion of no confidence, although we think there's definitely grounds for a motion of no confidence. But that's the political side. But cabinet then can then appoint an acting president, and that's why we've petitioned parliament asking for a motion to advise cabinet, but we also wrote a letter to cabinet asking them to continue with that.
Yes, so, you know, as it stands, is this more case of taking the power of the president away and preventing him from taking decisions that would impact on the whole country?
That's correct, yes. That is, because the important thing is, yes, a process going on. There's an investigation. The investigation is against the president of South Africa. He sits in an absolute powerful position. He has all the authority. He has the executive actually under him at that stage. And then we say that there's just simply no way that you can have a investigation of this kind of nature while he's sitting there in a powerful position of authority that will undermine this specific investigation. Take him away, appoint the acting president. They ask the question is, of course, who will that be? Well, there's also prescriptions in the parliamentarian rules and constitution on that. That will be the deputy president that will act in this specific time.
Yes, so that is what you're calling for at this stage. Does the Constitution make provision for such a step?
Yes, definitely. The Constitution makes provision for such a step, and that is why we vote through the Cabinet. It's Cabinet that must make that decision, not Parliament. So that's why we wrote to the Cabinet for such a decision. So it is 100% within the parameters of the South African Constitution.
Let's see what happens, Dirk. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon on Radio Islam.
Thank you very much.
That was Dirk Herman of Solidarity speaking to us about the calls for appointment of an acting president.